Nerdy Legion. Once again, I am Dustin, and this is your Comic Talk headlines for May 10th, 2019. Diving headfirst into the news from the television nerd, we are talking about Deadpool animated series. Yeah, not the same Deadpool animated series. It's not the one that we were going to get from Donald Glover. That one is officially never going to happen. But we are going to get a Deadpool animated series. According to Rob Liefeld, who took to his Twitter recently, there is actually in the works right now, in production at some stage, another Deadpool animated series. He was super vague on the details, but he said he knows things and is trying to update us, even though he's already kind of given us this update a couple of weeks ago. If you remember, we talked about it in the show. This is a thing that is actively in progress now. So before, when he gave us the update, he said that the upper-ups at Marvel let him know that it was going to happen eventually. And now it's happening sooner rather than later, it would seem. Next is a quickie update from the CW. We got our first teaser for Batwoman. It's really just a panning shot of Ruby Rose in her Batwoman costume. If you follow the link in the description, it is going to take you to the Twitter. It might be up on YouTube, but I haven't seen it up on YouTube yet. So if you want to go look for it on YouTube, have fun. But the link you're going to find in the description is the Twitter account. They slightly changed the way Batwoman looks. It's nothing major. Still looks pretty awesome. Still really, really anticipating what they're going to do with this show. And we're moving on to The Watchmen. We also got a teaser trailer for The Watchmen from HBO. This one is on YouTube, and this gives us a better feel for what they're saying by remixing the elements of the story. So this is their interpretation of these characters. They are reinterpreting everything about this. This isn't a prequel. This isn't a sequel. This isn't rehashing the exact same beats of the movie or the comic book. This is their own version of this story, and it is made very, very evident by what they have done with Rorschach in this trailer. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, check out the trailer up on YouTube. Link in the description. Our final TV update is Bird Girl. For those Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law fans out there, you are getting a spin-off series called Bird Girl. Bird Girl, who has been voiced previously by Paget Brewster, is going to be continually voiced by Paget Brewster in the new series. It is a spin-off. I really like Harvey Birdman, but I don't follow the story all that closely. But if you're interested, that is in the works. No announcement just yet on when it is going to launch on Adult Swim, but it is going to be an Adult Swim show, so stay tuned for that. Kicking on over to movies, we are talking about Suicide Squad, and there has been a fantastic, in my opinion, potential addition. This is still early in negotiations, but they are trying to get Michael Rooker to play King Shark, which is a kind of a mainstay character in the comic book version, so that's pretty awesome. He actually was supposed to be in the first Suicide Squad movie, but they replaced him for reasons with Killer Croc, and we saw how that turned out. Hopefully this is a good sign of things yet to come. Next is a kind of a big announcement from Netflix and Dark Horse. Dark Horse just inked a deal with Netflix that any Dark Horse property gets a first look. It's a first look contract. So anything that Dark Horse puts out, Netflix gets the first look. Netflix gets the first option to produce, to release, whatever. Anything with a Dark Horse character in it. So is this Netflix pushing to compete with Disney Marvel? Possibly. Is this Netflix just trying to capitalize on the Umbrella Academy success? Very likely. Is this just Netflix being Netflix and trying to gobble up as much IP as possible? That's the most likely, I feel like, because this is their second exclusive, well, not exclusivity. The first one's an exclusivity. This is just a first deal agreement. So the exclusivity, if you remember, is the Millerverse with Mark Millar and his comic imprint. So this is honestly probably just Netflix trying to gobble up as much IP so they can be your entertainment destination, however that might look. And speaking of Disney Marvel, we did get another update from them for their monthly investors call, and Bob Iger, for those of you who have been waiting and trying to figure out exactly what their plans are for Phase 5 and going forward, Bob Iger said that we will get an official slate of releases, the official plan from Marvel this summer. That's all he said. He didn't specify exactly when this summer. He just said, it'll happen. Just wait until the summer. So that's where we're at with that. That's it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth discussion on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk Today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics, plus much more on the nerdy side of things, then you can join me on my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds, and we will see you next time.